You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello and welcome to Dotto Tech. I'm Steve Dotto and we are glad you're joining us this Thursday, this first Thursday of daylight savings time. How are you doing, Art Factora?
I'm loving the extra sunshine when it's sunny.
You know, we were having a little session discussing daylight savings time on the old homestead, and it turns out that there's a lot of research that indicates heart attacks increase by 10%. After daylight savings time, car accidents in the morning increased by something like 15%. It's a killer. Daylight savings time is a killer.
It was all for farmers.
I guess it was for farmers. Some guy in England invented it or something. It was like, anyways, it's lots of conversation about it.
Ridiculous.
And the farmers don't do it. In Saskatchewan, they don't have it.
It does seem ironic that the farming capital of Canada doesn't go by daylight savings time.
But we are. And so we are here.
A city folk.
And we have App Thursday. Ah, so excited. App Thursday. I've been looking forward to this pretty much since last App Thursday.
That's it? You just coasted through the whole month?
You know, for me, this is the show of the month. You know why? Because I really don't have to work very hard. I just have to sit back and pontificate.
And make fun of the people.
If you bring weak sauce, I'm gonna point it out.
Remember when we first started this and you did throw out apps?
Oh, I did bring in apps, and then I would occasionally make myself the winner.
Yeah. I'm glad that you stopped doing that.
Yeah, but I'd be the winner this week because I've got an app. If anybody picks this app, I'm gonna ask you to ring a bell and game over.
Oh, wow.
No, there's an app that I just know is the winner.
Okay.
And even if it doesn't win, I'm going to make it the winner.
What's the genre, just so we can...
I'm not going to tell you.
You'll know.
You'll know. We'll see if anybody was strong enough to come up with it.
Productivity?
I'm not going to say it. So don't try and weasel it out of me.
Okay.
I am smarter than that.
Is it a food app?
We got a panel, and we got most of a panel here because part of our panel is still en route.
Because traffic is horrible.
Ms. Bullwit, Rebecca, Ms. 604, is on her way. But we have the champion and reigning champion from 2013, Dave Hathaway.
I have my 2 months off.
You had your 2 months
rested
off.
Rested on my laurels.
Yeah, you're preparing your band, Roots Roundup. You guys got a big series of concerts coming up.
Oh, my God. It's like 9 days away, and I'm just like, ah.
Now, when you started this band, how old were you? Back when you were kids?
Like, it was 1985.
So 1985. Yeah. So how old were you then? Like, you were in your
23, 24.
So this is the
actually,
band.
Actually, no, 85, so 21.
So you're 21, and yeah. This is the band you played with that you first, like...
This
your
is,
first
this
big
is
rock
the band
and roll band.
We did the
and
most,
then you toured
the
across the country and you did all sorts of stuff. Yeah. And now they're back together. You got the band back together.
The reunion tour.
And all of a sudden, you guys are getting like gigs all over the place.
Well, yeah. I mean, we booked a one-off show because the last time we did shows in 2005, we had reasonable turnouts for it. But this time around, we had social media. So we announced on Facebook that, yeah, we're going to do this one-off gig. And that afternoon, we had offers to do more shows.
Yeah, and I couldn't get tickets for it.
It's been sold out for weeks now. You can't even phone up and say, can you get me on the guest list? Because that's all gone, too.
Yeah.
And we've got 7 shows in the next 2 months.
Wow.
In 3 separate stints. So we're next, not this week, but the weekend after Friday, Saturday, take a couple weeks off to sort of recuperate from the shows.
Yeah.
And then we have to do 3 in a row, which will surely kill us all.
Yeah.
And then we're off for a couple more weeks and a couple more. And we're lining up stuff for the summer, too.
There you go. Back on the road, Hathaway.
Yep.
Getting the road easy. But the problem is none of them have a van anymore. So it's
not a minivan or nothing?
No, they don't have
a
minivan.
Well, the keyboard player's got a minivan, but we're faced with the problem he's not doing 2 shows for us. So now what are we going to do? We can't rent 2 vans because that's going to get really expensive.
Because Hathaway's car has like a second seat and that's it, not even a trunk.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, there we go.
It's the logistics. But it's amazing how different a lot of the logistics are now that we have iPhones.
Yes.
It's like, wish we had this 25 some odd years ago.
Yeah, I don't know how we did without it. John Beeler also joins us. John the Beast Beeler. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing well.
You're tired. You're just back from Hawaii.
I am.
You were there on a junket?
Kind of.
With Mark Smith?
Yes.
That had to be fun.
Yes. He was doing his all-island tour, and he asked if I wanted to come join for the last leg, and we got to go snorkeling. We got to go to a beer festival.
You went on a water slide. The best video from... I saw you going down your slide with your GoPro.
That was a really good video.
It was a little too much Beeler flesh for me, but...
Unavoidable.
Unavoidable.
Yeah. And that was the best take.
Closer. It was the best take. And you did it several times?
Yes. Okay. I did it many times. It was... How often do you get to go sit in the ocean and get thrown off a boat on a slide?
With a GoPro on your head.
With a GoPro, yes.
He was holding his hand. Yeah. Good stuff. And first time in studio, second time on the show, Mike Vardy joins us back from South by Southwest, and he's also really tired. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm really tired.
Because next week we'll talk about South by Southwest, but you won last time you were on, didn't you?
Yes, I did. You
won with some of that. It's beginner's luck. And as I said, Ms. Woolwit will be here soon. But do you think we should just get going, Art?
Let's
make it happen. Okay, Art, what's your first app?
Me? Oh, man.
Well, I asked you.
Okay. Well, I will say that it is now mid-March or coming up to mid-March, and that means it's wine season. So I found an app called Wine Tripper, British Columbia Edition. So what it is, it's a great app that has a map integrated into it. So because a lot of people say, oh, Art, you work on a wine show. It just happened 10 minutes ago. And they say, you must know everything about the Okanagan. And I know a lot about a few wineries around, but I can't say that I know everything. So this is a great app if you are looking for a great spring trip or summer trip.
It's a BC-specific app.
Yes, it is. And it has over 170 of the BC wineries. I'm assuming that's pretty much all of them.
And does it interface with Google Maps? And does
yes.
it create, so does it tell you where bus tours are so you don't have to drive and these sorts of things? How does it help you out that way? Because that's one of the concerns that I have about going on a wine tour is how do you get from winery to winery?
Well, and that's what Google does for you. This will map out sort of the ones you want to hit. Like if you are big into white wines, you can go into it and search for it that way.
That would be the perfect use for the Google car that you don't have to drive. For the wine tour aficionado. Think about it. Yeah.
That's the self-driving car?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think all of the potential alcoholics who drive.
Wine Tripper. Now, does it play the Elton John song, Day Tripper, is a startup screen?
That'd be the Beatles.
Beatles, sorry. Day Tripper.
Why are you ruining my app?
It sounds good. Is it free?
It is. Oh, sorry. It is $2.99. But come on. Now, every wine book in BC, if you look for any wine book that is not online, costs you like $15. So this is a lot cheaper, and it's on your iPhone.
Okay. Wine Tripper in first from Art Factora.
Let's stop now. Is that the one you wanted to talk about?
Vardy. We're getting Vardy while he's still awake because he's ready to take a nap.
So... you said we're in mid-March, so people have probably fallen off their New Year's resolutions by now, probably like a month ago. So there's this app that I'm using.
January 2nd.
Lunchtime, January 1st.
What was your resolution?
Oh, I don't do them.
Oh.
But most people fall off the second day.
Oh, is it?
Resolutions set yourself up for personal failure.
Okay.
So this app, Lyft is the app that most people use when they want to track their habits, right? It's crowdsourced. People have heard of it. There's one that I use called Full. It's a little less crowd-oriented because it's not crowd-oriented. So you basically get to just track your habits on your own through you swipe
so
back and forth.
This is tracking habits.
Yeah, so tracking habits, tracking...
What's a habit?
Well, for me, or even rituals, for lack of a better term. So for me, if I want to say, I've written 1,000 words a day, what it does... The cool thing is that you don't necessarily have to do it so many times in a row. You can say, okay, I've done it 15 times out of the 30 days of the month. So it's not so incremental in that you have to keep
up doing
it.
Yeah,
so you can kind of cheat it a bit.
So this is to track things that you want to do as opposed to things that you don't want to do. Like I should have a ritual tracker for not teasing Art.
Yeah. So if, for example...
What are the chances of that happening?
I fell off on January 2nd. It was one of my resolutions.
And then you can track it. So you can see how your history is going. So there's some stats and stuff built in. It's a pretty cool app. And of course, because I have it on my phone, I can't see the price right now because I normally don't pay for them any. I'm trying to do what Art does.
Okay.
Trying to go with cheaper apps.
Thank you.
So it's developed by a company called
Full.
Yeah. And it's if you go to thefullapp.com, you can find it there. And it's iOS only at this point. But it's a pretty cool app. I really like it. The swiping... The gesture-based stuff is what I like, as opposed to having to enter things and all that.
Are these habit apps popular?
Yes.
Is it a space? People are using them?
You know what?
I mean, I can see them a little bit around the exercise apps, some of those. And that's really where it started, right?
Yeah, it started around the exercise and then like the whole drink water X amount of times per day or floss your teeth or all that stuff. But really what most people, if they don't want to adopt it like a to-do list app, they'll use a habit tracking app instead. And so it's kind of like a gateway. For me, it's like a gateway app for a lot of these things, for long-term goals too.
Last week we had a gadget guy. We had a gadget guy on the show and he had a toothbrush that was Bluetooth and it talked to your phone and told you if you brushed your teeth long enough. How's that? There we go. It's getting a little ridiculous. Okay. The full app. Okay. We've got Beeler up next. John.
All right. I'm going to do what Art likes to do and pander to the host.
Oh, good.
And I have an app. I think it was specifically designed for Steve. We've talked about things like Foursquare, you know, logging where you've been. Talked about Untapped, which is, you know, Foursquare for beer, where you track your beer.
And I had lunch with Vardy today. And Mike, you can say it. Go ahead, Mike.
I got 200. I hit the master level.
That's amazing. I'm a little over halfway there.
Cool.
Okay. So, and that's not at one sitting, though.
Definitely not.
All at South by. It's easily doable in one bar at South by. So what I have, and it's actually there's more to it than just the app itself. It's called Fish Hunter Pro.
Fish Hunter Pro.
Like Foursquare for fishermen. So you can track where you fish, where you catch, what the wind conditions, the weather, all that kind of stuff. And they actually sell a fish-finding sonar appliance that you can use in addition to the app.
So you can measure the temperature of the water, and you can have the humidity, and you can have the barometric pressure, all things that are important to fish.
Yes.
And whether or not they feel like eating at that time.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited about this app.
And I was about to say, you're just running off to buy it now, aren't you?
But the app also gives you a sonar view of the fish below you, too. It's a true fish finder.
Because who makes it? Garmin?
No, it's Fish
Well, which fish finder does it work with? Which
sonar they make app? Their own. They make their own.
How much does it cost?
It's like, I think it's about $200.
Good. Can you get me one? You'll win if you get me one.
We'll work on that.
Pandering.
Hey.
Wow.
Everybody's got a price.
Yeah.
Beeler just found mine. Yeah. That is cool. Fish Finder Pro.
Fish Hunter Pro.
Yeah.
And you don't need to buy the extra sonar thing. And it really takes it to the next level. But it's, you know, for you, and I know you're a fisherman, this could be a cool thing.
Speaking of taking it to the next level, Beeler just did. That is the best. Intrigue Steve with an app that's been brought in the 2 years we've been doing this show.
Do you think Beeler's ever touched a fishing rod? He's just
doesn't matter.
He hasn't won
on my Dreamcast.
He
hasn't
won app Thursday.
It doesn't
in like
matter.
2 months, and now he's just oh.
It doesn't matter.
That's not even my best app.
Amazing.
Okay. Wow.
Amazing.
Okay. Let's go to the champ, Hathaway.
Mine's a real simple one. I mean, the last time I was here, all those months ago, I was just like Candy Crush addicted.
Yes.
I've given up Candy Crush.
Okay, what are you on now? Angry Birds again?
Not even Flappy Bird.
What?
Little Galaxy.
Okay.
It's got two things going for it. One, you can play it for free for as long as you want. You don't have to add a thing. There's a couple in-app purchases, but it's things like costumes for your character.
Are they naked?
No, okay. They're not naked. There's no fish in it either.
Okay.
But it's a really, really simple game. All you're doing is jumping from planet to planet to planet, and you'd think that could be a pretty easy game. But I've literally been stuck on one level for 3 weeks now.
Okay.
The other thing it's got going for it is it's completely the opposite of the trend of games to look like crappy 8-bit Atari games.
Oh, okay.
I.e. like Flappy Bird, where you're looking at it and going, really? I've got this Retina screen, and this is what I've got on it? It's a really, really pretty-looking game, too.
Little Galaxy.
You will play it for hours and hours and hours.
I like the TV show Little Britain. But,
yeah, no.
Different sort of a vibe than that. Yep, different sort
of a vibe. And looky, Thank you, David.
You're
looky,
welcome.
Looky who's appeared. Rebecca.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Were you stressed? Traffic was taking you extra time?
There was no traffic. I left too late.
Oh.
It's
you don't,
all
you
my
don't
fault.
You have to tell us that.
It was horrible.
We wouldn't have known. Okay. What's your first app?
My first app was actually launched today, the Vancouver Parks Golf app. So I love going to Vancouver Parks because they're affordable for golf.
Are you a good golfer?
I'm okay.
Really?
I mostly do pitch and putt, but I kick butt at pitch and putt.
I love pitch and putt.
Yeah. But, so they launched their Van Golf app today, I believe. That's how you can find it.
Okay.
And it allows you to log in as a user, so you can have a little icon of you as a little golf player. And you can log your scores. You can log the GPS on how far your ball went at Fraser or
at my...
Fraser View.
Where I used to live, down by Fraser View. That was my home course.
So, yeah,
when
all
golf.
The...
Before I started fishing. Fishing apps are better.
Oh.
Okay. Can you book tea times?
You can book tea times.
Okay, that's a good thing.
You can book tea times. You can. It's coming that you'll be able to order food from the course.
And it'll appear at like the ninth hole?
Sure, yeah.
Wow,
well,
and if they could tie that in with Untapped. If they could tie that in with Untapped so that you could go, I'm just suggesting.
Yep. You can do course tours, have golfer profiles, so you and your buddies can keep digital scorecards on the app as well. And yeah, you see who took the longest shot off the tee and things like that. So
it sounds like a pretty good app.
Yeah, it just launched today, so more features are coming.
That's a good one. That's good.
Thank
it's
you.
Not fish-worthy, but it's good.
Oh, good.
Well played.
Maybe there's fish in the water.
Well, that's round one. We've got Art Factora's Wine Tripper. We got Mike Vardy with Full. John's Fish Hunter Pro. David Hathaway's Little Galaxy. And Rebecca with the Van Golf, the Vancouver Golf Park Golf Apps, mm-hmm. which I think is pretty cool. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more of App Thursday right here on Dottotech.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
We are in the midst of App Thursday. We have a crack panel in studio. We have Ms. Rebecca Bullwit. We have all the way from Victoria, Mike Vardy. We have John Beeler, of course, David Hathaway, and Art Factora, who's about to give us his next app. Art, what do you got?
Well, I know there's a lot of geeks listening because that's your demo, and those are the people that love you. So I decided that a friend of mine at the office here showed me this really cool site app, and it has sound effects. And I think it's been around for a while, but not everyone realizes that it's available. It's the Jedi lightsaber app. And it can kill time if you've got young kids, and you can play and lightsaber each other.
Oh, and you're just wiggling the phone back and forth.
Yep. And it's got, it uses the flash.
And it flashes too.
It uses the flash from your camera. So yeah, if you need your kids to go outside and play, this is a great way to do it.
And what's it called?
It's called Jedi Lightsaber.
I like that. It's something I'm probably going to get on my phone.
And it's free.
I'm not sure it'll actually classify as a winner this week, but it's something that I think I'll download.
Well, that should count as a winner to me and to you.
But it's a good try. Jedi lightsaber.
Yes.
Free. Making Star Wars sounds and lightsaber things. If only it could come up with Yoda-isms as well. Occasionally, it would be awesome.
What about if the lightsaber helped you catch fish?
Important it would be. Yes. Mike Vardy.
So there's something that happened with a journaling app this past week that's for the Mac, and specifically for iOS, Day One, which is a very commonly known journaling app. And what they've done this week, and I've been using it for a while, it's $4.99 for the iPhone, and what they've added as of March 11th, basically, is the ability to publish it. So you can publish it to a private web page, so at dayone.me, and you can actually start to use it if you want to use it as a blogging platform now, if you want to publish your journaling, say, water slide photos, journaling, chronicling your trip, or perhaps achieving the 200 beers at South By, you could do that now. So Day One is available on the Mac, and it's available on iOS, but the only publishing platform is available through the the iOS app at this point. I use Day One religiously.
This concept of having an app that then can publish a blog post, and they're very much like Tumblr blogs, right?
Mm-hmm. And we talked about Pistachio.
Based in Victoria, and it does it out of Evernote.
Mm-hmm.
It does
Absolutely.
That. Actually, I just posted a video on that this week, which is doing very well, thank you.
So the idea of being able to take some kind of outside-the-box thinking app, whether you're using WordPress or whatever, you use Day One and just have your own private journal on it. It's like kind of like bringing LiveJournal back. Maybe.
Yeah,
I was about to sitting here going, this is like LiveJournal.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Rebecca's homepage. You kind of do that sort of thing where you journal a little bit on your page, don't you?
On my travel features.
Yeah, your travel features. Yep. Kind of like good. And John's just been traveling as well. Okay, John, good one. Thank you, Mike.
All right, so
Fish Hunter Pro.
I have to give credit where it's due. I got the idea for this next.
I love
next
Fish
app.
Hunter Pro.
Excellent. It's free, by the way. Stephanie Cameron, a friend in real life and on Twitter and the Facebooks, she pointed me to this app. It's called BirdBrain. It's a $3 app, and it's how you can see and manage your Twitter profile. And there's lots of free services that do this, but what they do is they look at your accounts, and then they spam your account by saying your unfollowers, your followers, blah, 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 blah. And no one likes to see that. This is an app that does it all on your phone. It's for iPhone only. And it tracks your follows and unfollows by date and even by tweet. So the last tweet you did, you can see if someone dropped off because, well, you offended them or you engaged some new people and you got some new followers. So
okay.
It's a really simple to use
an app. Analytics type app for Twitter.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's really slick. It does actually a lot of things. It tracks a lot of different things, but the meat and potatoes of it really is your followers, plus and minus.
I wonder if they are coming out with that as an app in that you can plug into Hootsuite, because I know Hootsuite's got a lot of those kind of analytics around YouTube and other things.
Yeah.
It would seem that would seem the ideal place to have that app living.
Yeah. These kind of things could easily be acquired by a company like Hootsuite.
But. Well, Hootsuite's got their app directory, the things that you plug in, like I've plugged Evernote in. It would be awesome. But okay, that's a good one. It's a $3 purchase. Oh, man, that's a cheap chunk of change.
Yeah, well,
expensive it is.
If you value your Twitter stuff, then it's probably worth it.
Yes, I would say so, especially people that have lots of Twitter followers like Rebecca, who sees people going you when you make people angry with some of your more inflammatory tweets.
Yes, the scandalous ones.
The scandalous ones. Mr. Hathaway.
Well, I have a quick update on an app that we laughed about in December.
Yes.
The Cat to Human Translator.
Oh, yes. I've used that.
I've used it to great... I adopted a cat in January that was absolutely terrified of the idea of being anywhere but under the dresser. That app lured her out.
Yes.
And I would come home, and she'd be, cowering away, play with the translator, just play a couple different sounds on it. 5 minutes later, she's starting to sneak out.
Are you sure she wouldn't have come out anyways?
Well, she may have, but
let's
nothing,
credit the app, though.
Nothing was coaxing her out.
I will take your app of the year crown, if that's what you're saying.
Well, it wasn't quite that great of an app, but...
Wow.
But it was
it saved
but,
your cat.
Well, yeah, it did. No, and very definitely, it came out quicker than it would have otherwise. Because I tried everything, and nothing was coaxing her out. Tuna, cat treats, toys, not a thing.
You send a dog in underneath, that brings them out. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah,
I know that from personal experience.
Your dog would not
my
have fit under
crazy.
The dresser.
Yeah, my dog's crazy. Okay, so that's not your app, though.
No, that's not my app.
Well,
no.
I asked you what your app.
Well, my
is.
App is called Clear.
Clear.
And
yes.
It is really yet another to-do list app.
Yes.
With all the music stuff going on, there is so many stupid things that I'm trying to keep track of.
So close.
I thought he got bleeped.
So close. Art's finger was hovering over the button.
There's so many things to keep track of that I went looking for, okay, what's the sexiest new little to-do app that's out there?
You should have asked Vardy. What do you think of Clear? Do you like it?
I think it's good for, you can definitely make it work for longer term projects, but for something like what you're doing, it probably will do you just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, for longer term stuff,
it's
not that
great.
Are you
sharing with others? No. Are you all, it's just for you?
No. Well, I went to share it with my brother. Well, my brother doesn't actually own a smartphone.
Really?
Yeah, so it's kind of pointless. It's like, oh, that's great. Yeah, because I invited him to join Trello, going, okay, we'll start keeping all the set lists and stuff like that in there. No, he doesn't have a smartphone.
Yeah, he must be such a disappointment to the Hathaway clan.
He is.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Well, no, I mean, he's got his other features. I mean, his he's phone will take at least take an, a text message.
Oh, good.
But that's about as high-tech
okay.
as his
so
phone
Clear, which I do, it, and it's a very beautiful-looking
Yeah.
App.
I'm seduced by nice-looking apps. Yes. Yeah, you look at it and you go, oh, okay.
You want to take advantage of that
and
iPhone 5 screen.
The biggest thing for me to do apps is I want to just be able to simply open it up, type in what I'm going to do, done, I'm gone.
Good. And the beauty of all to-do apps, as a general rule of thumb, is use them. And it doesn't matter which one you have. If you use it, it will work for you.
Yep.
That's the beauty. They're all good. And don't jump from app to app because something has one extra feature.
I move them to whichever one I'm using at the time, I move it to the front screen of my phone.
Good stuff.
Just to try and make sure that it's like, oh, at least check it, see what's
always
going
there.
On. Yeah.
Indeed. Good stuff. Ms. Bulwit.
Yes. I have the My Lower Mainland app.
Oh, boy, you are all about local.
Yeah, everything I have this week is local.
Oh.
So the My Lower Mainland app, at first glance, it looks like a regular kind of here's what you can see and do in this region type mm-hmm. of app. It has news on the front page and a city guide, you know, showing you local attractions. But what I found really valuable,
is a fish finder.
No.
Okay.
Better than fish. It shows you your nearest public washroom, too, in the vein of Art Vectora.
Didn't we have a public restroom app? We had one once.
We had a water app.
We had the water app, but we also had a restroom app.
We had a restroom app one
yes,
time, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this
tie
is
that
included
in with that other app for the movies, you're set.
and with the beer app.
Was it an Isaac app, the washroom?
Run-pee was the movie one.
One of the best of the year.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. It has a button that says need. So it has all of your deals and attractions, actually some really cool deals on local hotels.
Which is powered by
Social Shopper. But then you have the restrooms and medical service and recycling centers kind of all built into one. So I have an app that shows my nearest recycling center if I want to get rid of a radio or something. Not a radio. I would never get rid of my radio. I mean a computer or something. But this is all built into one app. So that's what I like about it. It's all built into one.
Very nice. My Lower Mainland app. Who makes it?
It's made in China.
My City Way. So I think there must be other cities that they probably
cover. And how are they pay for themselves?
It looks like there's...
ads?
I haven't found any ads yet, but there's an ad right at the bottom there. In the heart of Vancouver, there's an ad right there. But also the deal section is through Social Shoppers. So they probably have something
worked out.
Okay,
so they've got
an
affiliate relationship or something with them. So My Lower Mainland, I like that.
So the nearest restroom is Boston Pizza Ironwood over here.
The nearest public restroom is Boston Pizza Ironwood?
I don't know if you have to purchase
the one that we saw.
That's not true. I've seen people.
There's closer ones than that. There's Starbucks that's closer.
The restroom app. No, it's not closer than Boston Pizza. Starbucks is farther. But the restroom app that we saw before, rated public restrooms on their cleanliness.
That was my app.
That was your app.
Yeah, because I thought that would be a great app to create, and then I Googled it, and apparently someone else thought it was a great idea, too.
That's good. Okay.
Which is unfortunate. By the way, just a tip, if you were ever looking for a bathroom in like downtown, hotels tend to have the best bathrooms.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hotel Vancouver, probably the nicest public bathrooms out.
I know, and I'm not allowed there anymore.
Well, you know what you did,
Steve.
They
have issues with non-guests. That's all I'm going to say.
Not the bathrooms in the hotel rooms. You shouldn't be going to those.
Oh, not in the people's rooms.
No.
See, that's the problem.
No, there's on the
oh, the public
lobby
one. I never
floor.
Thought I should have
lobby.
Thought of that.
Yeah.
Following the guy up and asking him to use the, it was bad.
I can understand why they don't want you there anymore.
Issues we had, yes. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Return with more of App Thursday in just a few seconds.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Do you have a question for Dottotech?
Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
We have a fantastic App Thursday show going along here. But the one thing I didn't mention is there's only one guy that really has a big advantage this week, and that's Hathaway. Because he's the only one out of this entire crew that came to see my show last week. Thanks, Dave.
It was a good show. I loved it. I really, really had a good time at it.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that play a few times now.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody else let me down. That's okay. I'm not too upset about it.
I was there in spirit.
You were not.
And I was there a week early.
You were not.
I told you I saw the signs around the city.
Yes, you saw that. Yes.
Unfortunately, I just missed it.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, let's get back to our apps, because that's what we're here for.
Also, speaking of live performances, I will be at the Comedy Mix tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. 5 shows this weekend.
You're doing 5 shows this weekend?
Yes. You've got 5 shows to come to, Steve, if you have nothing.
You know what I have this weekend?
What?
I've got a wedding to go to.
What about Friday?
Do you know whose wedding it is?
Yours?
Maffin's.
I'm going to that.
Yeah. Are you coming?
Yes.
Good. Yeah, Maffin's wedding.
Well, what about a bachelor party at the Comedy Mix
on Friday?
Give
a, no, it's, we don't want to give Maffin a bachelor party.
Okay.
He wouldn't be fun. He would want to be the center of attention.
And you hate that, don't you?
I, what's the point? Okay, so what's your next? So comedy, where
Comedy Mix in the Century Plaza Hotel, in the basement of Century Plaza Hotel on Burrard Street.
And are you the headliner?
I am the middler.
Oh, good. Who's the headliner?
A fellow by the name of Dwight Slade out of Seattle.
Is he funny?
He's hilarious.
Is he funnier than you?
He's the headliner.
Maybe.
Okay. So what's your next app?
My next app, it's not the most innovative app. Well, I think it's really cool. I found it on Facebook, I believe. It's called My Script Calculator. And what it does, it allows you on your iPhone, and I'm assuming on your iPad too, you know, if you're not... If you're kind of old school like my dad, I showed it to my dad and he thought it was really cool. If you're not really into regular calculators and the buttons are too small and your fingers are too fat, you can write on the screen your calculations.
Equation, yeah.
Yeah. And it's not just adding and subtracting. It's quite a bit more.
Did you do a lot of research to find this art? Because when I looked in iTunes this week, I saw that My Script Calculator under What's Hot.
Well, maybe... I think the world should think it's hot because it's pretty cool.
And so you can write out your equations with your finger and it will calculate.
But it can also do brackets and even trigonometry. So if you really are
old
school...
Can you do trigonometry?
Well, maybe with the help of My Script Calculator I could.
You can't.
I can't.
No, okay. That's good. That's a good app. And it's not free though.
See? No, it is free. It is free.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there's some in-app purchases, but
yeah,
it is
the
free.
Plus sign.
No, I have worked on it. Other people I've showed it to thought it was pretty cool too.
Okay, very good. Okay, who's that?
You can help count all the fish that you caught.
Yes, you could. Oh, it's not going to work. That's not going to work.
Damn it.
But nice try.
Okay.
Mike, what have you got next for us?
Well, last time I won, I brought out a reading app, so I thought I'm going to try this again.
Get the
That never works.
The problem is I told him about it at coffee. Okay, get the alarm bell. Get the trumpets blaring ready or something that's like... What is it called?
Okay, it's called Blinkist.
Oh no!
So it's an online service that, and you can try it for free initially. It costs $5 a month, and what it does is, remember Cole's Notes? When you're reading stuff and you're trying to get through it as quickly as possible, you want to get the most information out of it. It's kind of like that for like business books and other nonfiction books. But what it does is it summarizes the books and you can read it in it's iOS or on the web, and you can flick through and get the Cole's Notes version of each chapter or of the entire book. So they've got stuff like Gladwell's books in there and the Lean Startup.
So if everybody's talking to you about the tipping point, you don't have to read it. You can just look at all the points before you go to
exactly, and it doesn't.
Especially if somebody's gifted you a book that you haven't read and you're going to go see them again.
Exactly. So you can, and it doesn't gloss over it to the point where you won't really get the value out of it. You know, when you read nonfiction and you're like, oh, look, information, anecdote, 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 information, it skips all the anecdotal stuff and gets right to the goods. So it's called Blinkist and you can try it for free initially and then dive right in.
I like that. That's a good app. That's a good app. Well played, sir. Okay. John.
This is it's kind of similar to Mike's first app in the sense that it allows you to sort of document stuff. It's called Experial, Experial. It's a free app, and it was developed a couple of years ago by a guy who wanted to sort of get the general feeling of people. And so the app will give you a push notification at a frequency that you set up to like 10 times a day. So every hour or every couple hours or whatever, it'll ask you, how do you feel right now? And so you use a little simple icon and you choose what the scoring system means. It's a 1 to 10 little blossoming color thing. And you sort of said, I'm feeling happy, I'm sad, I'm whatever. And it allows you to track and visualize this. Anyone else that has the app, it allows you to compare yourself against how everybody else is feeling. And you can take pictures, you know, if you want to include something like that. And it's just sort of like almost like a journal, but kind of more about your emotional state.
A mood journal.
A mood journal, yeah. It's kind of neat, and it's free. And what's really neat...
Does it interface with Bluetooth mood rings?
Probably. But what's really interesting about this, unlike a lot of other things that it can do this kind of thing, you can actually export your data. And that was one of the things that... It's like a research study, and you're able to export your data. So if you want to use it for anything, I don't know what you'd use it for, but it has that ability built in. But I really like the idea of being able to sort of compare how you feel generally against somebody else or your significant other.
If you're scoring on the same system.
Well, that's something you can figure out.
Okay.
Yes.
Expereal.
Expereal.
Do you take it to your significant other when she's crabby and say, why don't you give me a reading?
I would not go there.
That'd be dangerous.
Did you see that viral video that's been on Facebook of a game show where they ask the two guys, describe your wife's performance?
Family Feud.
Sorry?
Family Feud?
Yeah, your wife, what is it?
No, it's describe.
Which dwarf best describes your wife in bed?
And won't involve anybody.
And they looked at the first guy, just shook his head, and said, I'm not answering that. The second guy went, nope. He just gave up the points. I would have gone with happy. I think happy, you couldn't have insulted anybody with happy.
Is that a dwarf?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but that might be the only one that you could possibly, I'm just thinking through them.
Bashful might be okay. That's not horrible.
Well, yeah.
Sleepy's bad. Grumpy.
Was horrible a dwarf?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry. I thought you...
Okay. Well, let's, I don't know how we got onto that. Hathaway.
We've been doing a bunch of stuff in a lot of our meeting rooms at work, reorganizing them.
Okay.
Just trying to lay them out differently. A bunch of them are getting screens. We've got this great little AirPlay system that you can walk with.
Have you guys checked out the Barco ClickShare? Oh, amazing.
You're throwing me off. Sorry. You're throwing me off my game. So what we were doing was we used an app called Magic Plan.
Magic Plan.
And then walked around. What a Magic Plan allows you to do is you take your phone, you take a bunch of pictures of the room, and then it gives you a pretty good rough estimation of what that room's shaped like. You can then go back and add stuff to it and say, okay, we've got a table in here. It's been great.
For helping quickly reorganize the space.
Right. Instead of taking a tape measure and measuring down the walls and measuring every little bit of it, it builds it out of the pictures.
You to visualize it.
Yeah.
As you're working on your meeting rooms, check out a product called the Barco ClickShare. It allows you to take a Barco projector that has these little hockey pucks that you plug in to the computer, and it automatically configures it to project. And you can have up to four, and it'll split the screen for you.
Ooh.
Barco did a bunch of research, and it turns out it takes about, in a presentation room, it takes an average of 10 minutes for each person to configure their notebook to display, which wastes a tremendous amount of time in meetings.
Oh,
check out the Barco ClickShare.
I see it every single day.
Yes.
What we've been using so far is we've been using AirPlay,
which
is great with the Macs, and then putting AirParrot on the Windows machines.
But it's even that.
But yours sounds great. What was it called again?
Barco ClickShare, I think it's called. Check it out. It's very cool. I love it. Okay. Rebecca.
Yes. Okay.
Another local app, please.
Oh, I'm trying to pick between my last two, but I guess I have two left.
You have two left.
Okay. I'll do Eventbase.
Eventbase.
So it's by the Zomo guys who are based in Vancouver.
Oh, and they're the meeting guys, right?
They're the app guys. They made the Van 2010 app, the London 2012 app, the South by Southwest app.
They were at South by Southwest.
So at first I thought they were guys
who
created...
Ben and Jeff are awesome guys.
Yeah. At first I thought they were guys who created those apps, but they also have Eventbase, which is an app that is for events. So you can see what's happening around town. And if you're hosting an event, you can submit it to Eventbase. So you don't need to create your own app. You can just say, download the Eventbase app. Our whole conference schedule is on there. And so it does it for you.
That's very cool. There's actually, I can't remember the name, there's a second Vancouver company that does something similar where we kind of event central here. But yeah, those are awesome. Because think about the amount of paper. And then if you're changing the schedule, if people have the app, then the meeting room changes or the agenda changes, that sort of thing. They're tremendously useful.
Yep.
So that is called Eventbase. Great stuff. And that's it, Art. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with the final, and then we'll be into the playoffs. I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better.
By London Drugs.
Maybe you.
Nobody does it better.
Except maybe you.
It is App Thursday, and we are into the fourth quarter as our contestants have brought forward some pretty cool apps this week. Art, what do you got for your final play?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to mail this last one in. But it's still a cool app. It is just the second version of The Room. The hot game that hit the world about, what, 12 months ago. I loved it. It was a great app. And I seriously, my girlfriend Sister and I, she downloaded it too. And then I was on it for about a week and I was going through and then I kind of hit a couple stumbling blocks. And then she got it and she went past that level that I couldn't get through. And then she's like, what level are you on? And then it became this competition. And then the last sort of puzzle you had to figure out, we kind of worked on it together. And then we now argue about who actually finished the game first.
But it's been a bonding experience between you and your girlfriend's sister.
Yeah, her twin sister, actually.
Oh.
I know.
No confusion there.
Nope.
Okay.
No. Room 2. The Room 2. Part 2.
Deux. Okay. Verdi.
So I'm going to go a bit off the board and go with an app that you use to... It's a reverse to-do list, so it's the things you've already done. You put on this app. It's called Recur. It's by the same guy who did Carrot, only doesn't quite have the attitude of Carrot. So Dave, when you've done this stuff, you could put it in Recur, and that way you know how many times you've done it. So if you want to say, hey, I've set up the shop X amount of time, so it's always
like
there in front of you.
I kind of like
that.
Oh
my gosh, that app is dangerous. How do you spell it?
Recur, R-E-C-U-R, like it recurs. And it's 99 cents iOS.
Can you imagine using this with your significant other every time you tell them?
I've told you this
every time you tell them something.
No.
I've told you 150 times.
Not a good plan.
I'm thinking they're going
to
use it on us.
You know this is a dangerous road.
No, they're going to use it on us.
They don't need an app to do that.
Yeah, they don't need an app for it. That's built in.
Yeah.
Oh, now who's in trouble?
Not me.
Okay. Recur. Are you thinking of Rebecca? Can you use it on John?
Do I use it on John? No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
Not John Beeler. Her significant other's name, John, as well. She's got lots of Johns in her life. Sounds wrong, doesn't it?
Yes.
John. Okay, Mr. Beeler, what do you have next?
All right. I'm going to continue on my Twitter theme.
Ah.
And I'm going to go with Jelly, which is the free Help Me app from one of the creators of Twitter. And what's really neat about this is you log into your Twitter account, and if you have a question or, you know, you got to fix a pipe or something else, you take a picture, you post it to Jelly, and all your Twitter followers and friends that have the Jelly app will get a notification saying, John needs some help. And, you know, I can say, how do you unclog this drain or whatever the problem is? And then everybody else can chime in, and then people can vote and like the responses. And it actually works quite neat, because people can say, well, I need a good app to do this. And you can post screenshots and all kinds of stuff like that. But it's kind of like you're crowdsourcing it with a log of everything, and then people can sort of rank the responses.
How many of your followers are on Jelly?
Lots. I get notifications like every half hour.
So have you thought about using it for relationship things?
I have not.
Because that would be fun, too. But certainly for finding good apps and
for
fixing the screen
door. I just used an app against my girlfriend. I need help.
Yes.
So it's free app. It's
Jelly.
It's called Jelly.
And so it dovetails with Twitter. And it uses Twitter as a crowdsourcing for advice.
Yes.
Okay. Very nice. We're back to Hathaway.
I've spent untold amounts of money on guitar equipment over the years.
Yes, you have.
And recently I was like, well, I've got to get a better guitar tuner. Because the guitar tuner I had in my effects unit, it's okay, but it's not very precise at all. So I went out and dropped big bucks on a guitar tuner.
Yes, and it was a mistake because you could have gotten an app.
No, I spent 99 cents on a guitar tuner.
Okay,
and
it's great.
I simply carried around on my phone. I simply plop my guitar up against, or plop my phone up against my app. I can read. Actually, I could probably use the iPad Mini and read it from across the entire room. But it's deadly accurate.
Mm-hmm.
It'll show you single notes. But if I play a full chord, it will show me the tuning of the entire chord as well.
Wow! So what's it called?
TC Electronic Polytune.
Why wouldn't you get a Snark? It's like $10.
If I need Snark, I'm going to phone John or phone Steve.
Oh.
And this is how you expect to win.
Yeah.
See how I set him up there? So now I'm just competing against the other three guys.
That's like Lord of the Flies, right? He's pitting us against each other. Nice guy.
Lose you will.
Yeah. They actually make a physical version of this tuner as well.
But would you? It seems to me that that's the perfect thing for the iPhone.
It's great. Perfect. Yeah, it really is a good use of it. It would be nice if I could, you know, plug the guitar right in. And you can buy jacks for that.
Yes.
But it's fine for me just to simply leave it up on the top of my amp. I can see it from wherever I am in the room. You know, my brother can no longer look, you're out of tune. I'm like, no, I'm most definitely not out of tune. So it's a great little app for 99 cents. Couldn't be beat.
Bring a little piece to the bank.
The physical one is 100 times more expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
$100.
Yeah.
As opposed to
$10. That was some quick math.
But your brother doesn't have a smartphone, so he could buy that.
Well, yeah, my brother's guitar tuner is. It's got to be 20. I don't remember him ever having another one. So he's had that one for probably 25 years, and it's mostly held together with gaffer tape, and a bunch of the lights don't work.
There we go.
Yeah.
And you're the one out of tune. Rebecca.
Yes.
Final one.
My final one is the We Heart Local app. So it recently launched, and We Heart Local is kind of like taking the OceanWise program, you know, with where you can find sustainable food, fish and seafood products in restaurants. This is where you can find local BC products and produce.
Okay.
So you get the app, and you can see immediately what's in season. So you can say what month it is, and right now which
There's
products.
There's nothing in season right now.
Apples. And bay leaves.
Okay.
And buffalo, but I don't
bay
know.
Bay leaves?
Bay leaves.
Bay leaves and buffalo.
Buffalo and butter and cheese. Cheese is always in season.
Isn't butter always in season? And I didn't know there was a season for bay leaves, to be honest.
There is apparently. It's bay leaf season. Yes, because I was in Victoria with Steph, who you mentioned earlier, and she had just picked some from her neighbor's garden or from someone's garden. But you can just click on where you are. It shows you the nearest location of your farmer's market, or here, even the Save on Foods over at Ironwood, it will show on the little map locator. Farmer's markets, recipes, and what's in season.
Are bay leaves, is that innuendo for marijuana? Because I think that's always in season, too. And maybe that's the neighbor that she picked those leaves from.
That's Mary Jane. They call that the Mary Jane. Okay. Before we go to the playoffs, nobody came up with my hidden killer app, which is called Spritz. S-P-R-I-T-Z. It is a reader app that's only available. It's in beta right now on the Android phone. And it takes a text file. It takes a book. And it plays it back. It's a speed reading app. And it just does it in a tiny little field. And the average person reads about 250 words a minute. And you can very easily build your reading speed up to 1,000 words a minute using this. And I tried it out.
Read about it.
And it is awesome.
Really?
As soon as it's out on the iPhone, even if it cost $3, I would buy it.
Well, and they're bringing it to email and all that stuff. They're going to try to carry it across the whole platform.
There's an API for it, so it can be plugged into a bunch of things. It's only an Android right now, but it could be a game changer on how we read. As far as and John with his Google Glass, there's going to be a reader for
absolutely.
The Google Glass.
I mean, it's perfect actually for that.
It's absolutely perfect for it. So it does a very cool thing. It creates a different colored center letter where your eye is supposed to stay, and it all comes down to physics. It's so your eye doesn't have to travel back and forth, and it saves so much time, and you process so fast. And if you relax and do it, it's amazing how much you can understand.
It's like the Matrix.
It is like the Matrix. I learned how to fly a helicopter.
Yes.
Using it. It was just this very similar.
I'd go up in a helicopter with you, no problem.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get down to the playoffs
He's
here.
Just trying to suck up.
So, Art, you have to decide a Vardy's full, which is his the full app, which basically was... Basically, what did it do?
Habit tracking.
Yeah, there we go. It's so memorable.
I like the odds of that one.
Day one journaling app, Blinkist, which is the book summary. I repeat, it's the book summary app, Blinkist, and Recur, which is the recrimination app. So, which one do you like?
Well, you didn't really sell any of them to me. I will have to go with Recur.
Okay, because Blinkist is the best of the lot, but okay.
Yes. Good
Recur.
Choice.
Okay.
Go with the one you won't pick.
Vardy of John Beeler's Fish Hunter Ho. Fish Hunter Pro. that could have worked out so many ways. We're on late night. Bird Brain. Experial? Did I say it right?
Experial?
Experial. And Jelly. Which one?
Jelly.
I've
used Jelly, and it's really
okay,
good.
Okay, and it's Fish Hunter Pro is in the final. There we go. Thank you. And Hathaway. Oh, yep. You get to choose. No, John, you get to choose from Hathaway's Little Galaxy, Clear, Magic Plan, or the TC Electronic Polytune.
Well, I'm not a guitarist, so I'm going to go with the, was it Floor Plan?
Yeah, Magic Plan.
There we go. Yes. Oh, sorry, I deleted it instead of bolding it. Sorry. There we go. Okay, and David, you get to choose from Rebecca's Vancouver Parks Golf's app.
Oh, it's the golf one. by far. I've downloaded it. I've installed it. I've played around with it already. No, that was a total winner. That was a great one. It's
well,
spring.
That saved us some
we're
time.
About to, yeah, we're about to start doing some golfing. So, yeah, that was easily
my
favorite.
You play golf?
Badly.
Okay, I thought
I
you
wouldn't
just flew
call
kites.
This skill of mine.
I thought
but,
you just was a kite flyer.
I'm much like Rebecca. I'm a fan of pitch and putts.
Okay.
Yeah, my drive is nothing like down the middle.
Okay. And Rebecca.
Yes.
In Arts Mix, you have Wine Tripper, the Jedi lightsaber.
She missed the Wine Tripper. By the way, Rebecca, that app is dope.
Okay.
Wine Tripper. Yo, Rebecca wasn't here.
No.
Oh, this is so
that's
unfair for
to
me to ask
exactly.
Her.
That's
Wine
right.
Tripper is you. It's an Okanagan app that mm-hmm. that does that helps you plan wine tours, and it outlines where you're going to be going, and it has a GPS and a breathalyzer built in.
Yeah, imagine if imagine.
No,
if,
it doesn't have the breathalyzer. I made that up.
Imagine if God created an app. It's kind of
who did create it? Is it a BC local company?
Or of course,
the Okanagan Winery Association.
But of course.
Okay, okay.
What will it take for you to vote for it?
Jedi lightsaber. Mm-hmm. My script calculator, which you just took off the front page of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And The Room.
Two.
Two.
Well, the wine one sounds intriguing.
Okay.
I'll have to go with that one.
Okay. So our final five, because I actually have to do it this way, is Wine Tripper, Recur. Are you sure you don't want to make it Blinkist?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You did this to me last time.
You still won.
Fish Hunter Pro with a jelly being in there. Magic Plan in the Vancouver Parks golf app. We've got a few minutes, right, Art? Everybody can make one last pitch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody gets to make one last pitch for their app. So, Art, why is Wine Tripper better than any of the others? You can choose to either praise yours or diss theirs.
Well, I'm not into dissing. So I will say that it is the most timely app of the month. Everybody knows that the spring is coming in. I mean, if you could take something like Rebecca, she's very into local. So why go down to the Washington, even though there is a Washington Wine Tripper app, by the way. But go to the Okanagan. An Okanagan trip is by far probably the most fun trip you could do. In BC.
Okay, Vardy, why would we choose Recur?
Well, let's say, for example, you were trying to keep track of how many fish you caught of various species over a period of time. You could do that with Recur. You could say, hey, I've caught X amount of this fish, X amount of that fish. That would work. Or the wines you've tried or the questions you've answered on jelly, so that way you can figure out when to charge
played
for
well,
it.
He did.
John, why would you choose jelly?
You would choose it because you're a fisherman, and it's free, and it's on Android and iOS.
Did you listen to me? I said, why would you choose jelly?
Why would I choose jelly?
You're so focused on Fish Finder Pro. Fish Hunter Pro.
Fish
Hunter Pro. Jelly is a type of fish.
So it is. Yeah, it's a jellyfish. And actually, yeah, that is their logo.
Okay.
Jelly is it's just a really good way to get your friends to help you with questions. And it has a little bit better than just literally throwing it out there into the ether like you
and
normally.
Why would Fish Hunter Pro be the app of the week?
Because it's basically Foursquare for fishermen.
Yes. Which and such a small percentage of the people are. You know, I love it, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to give it to it. I've got to give it some serious thought because
summertime across the country and the continent.
Well, it works everywhere in the country?
It works everywhere.
Oh.
You know,
does he know that, though, for sure?
Yes, I do.
Have you fished across the country with this app?
The app is North America-wide.
Final bid for Magic Plan, Hathaway.
Well, I've got a quick comment, though. If fish themselves actually use the fishing app and treated it like a Foursquare for fish, it'd be a much better app.
It's because then it would tell us where they are. But it does show us pictures of where they are.
Well, that's true.
That's pretty cool.
They might fake that through software, though.
Are you capitulating?
No, I'm certainly not. I don't believe in capitulation. No, Magic Plan is, you know, it's just a great... If I said go find your tape measure right now, would you know where to go?
Yes.
No. Well, you're a much better man than I am.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't know where to go. And it's been numerous times where I said, okay, I got to measure this out, and I can't find anything to measure it out with. Or I find a small little ruler, and I will actually start, you know, placing it along the wall and trying to keep it. Yeah.
So, okay. Magic plan.
It makes it real easy.
Rebecca, what's your final bid for Vancouver Parks golf apps?
I can book us in for a tea time at Fraser View at 10 a.m. tomorrow, or Langara at 10:09, whichever you prefer. I love the digital scorecard setup and the GPS, too, so knowing
can
how
you,
far you've gone.
Is it multi-user? Does all the members of your foursome get notified?
If you all have the app. Because you can enter their email and their name, like their username, and you can sync everything up, and there's a leaderboard, too.
Okay, do you have a drum roll already, Art?
Here we go. Oh, hold on. Here we go. Drum roll.
And the winner of March's App Thursday, Ms. Rebecca Bull with the Vancouver Parks Golf App. I know. I personally like Fish Hunter Pro best, and I'm going to get it myself. And I'm going to give you. I'm going to make sure that the guys at Rome send you a prize, anyways, Beeler.
All right.
But for the, I mean, I know I'm criticized, but for the entire community, that is a cool app, and it's local, and I'm proud of you for bringing that, Rebecca. Thanks so much. Thanks, Mike Vardy,
so is that
for coming
a tie?
In. No, that's not a tie. She wins, but you get a prize too. Yeah. You get a prize too. Thanks, Mike Vardy, for making his way here from all the way from South by Southwest to John Beeler, to David Hathaway, to Art Factoria, and to this month's champion, Ms. Rebecca Bullwitt. Thank you, Miss 604 in Twitter, Miss Number One in our hearts. I'm Steve Dotto. We'll see you next week right here on Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.